Yahoo out there.
Yeah.
Just different people, I guess.
So, Barbara, you were never friends with, like, the kids that lived in those buildings? About you, Bob?
No, now myself, I was friends where the Roswell Mill is, the Mill Village. A lot of my friends lived in there. And their families, most of them worked at the mill when it was open, up and running. And, you know, just in the last 15 years, they pretty much sold all their homes in there, and now they're like lawyers' offices and businesses, and that's where the cemetery is, where Roswell King is. But yeah, the Mill Village, that's, I mean, I hung out there when I was growing up, and, you know, I had a lot of friends that lived in there.
What would you say the Mill Village was? It would you say there was a, like, a very strong boundary around the Mill Village in terms of perception of how people thought of Mill Village as compared with everything else?
I do. You know, when you mention the Mill Village back then, you know, it wasn't the wealthiest part of Roswell. You know, the people that actually lived there were, you know, kind of low income, but it was a tight community in that Mill Village, even when I was hanging out as a teenager. I mean, just about everybody in there, I would say, what is there, probably about 40 homes in there, and they were all related or had been living there for years and years and years. But yeah, it was, you know, when people thought of the people that lived in the Mill Village, even when I was growing up, they thought they were, you know, like low income, and because once the mill closed, you know, a lot of them didn't go back to work. Like some of my friends, their mothers and fathers didn't work for a while, but then they all got jobs, but now they're all pretty much moved out from there. They sold out.
Well, having spent a lot of time there, do you think, although they were low income, you said everybody within those 40 houses knew each other very well.
Right.
Do you feel like they had, that there was some benefit to that, that there was a sense of community there?
I do. I mean, they were, you know, just, they were very happy. I mean, it wasn't, you know, just because they didn't have a nice home and a lot of money. You know, we would all go into the middle of the Mill Village and on the weekends, and, you know, they would have picnics, and it was a community thing. And then there's the Grace Baptist Church that's there, which a lot of them were members of that, which a lot of them separated from that church and started going to different places. But, yeah, it was like a, you know, a small community. You know, they had, you know, they could walk to the store from there. The church was there, you know, and they were happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was not like, you know, you had somebody three or four doors down that you didn't know who they were. It wasn't like that. And they were so close, you know, the houses were so close to each other, and it was just like one big happy family.
And you said clearly you played there. Were there a lot of people from, say, outside of the village,
uh-huh,
that would sort of go to that area, or was it?
Yeah, I mean,